So the first question, what is Star Trek Reviewed?
Okay, so Star Trek Reviewed is a website for Star Trek fan films. The main idea is to collect all the fan films that are out there to make it easier for other people to find those films. It was started by Barbara Reeder in 2009 because she discovered fan films and she was looking for a resource like this to find more films, and this resource didn't exist, so she decided to create it by herself. And so she started collecting fan films. When she started, she had no idea how big this would be.
Okay. How long have you been a part of this Star Trek Reviewed?
So I discovered Star Trek Reviewed about 6 years ago. And I had already known about fan films before that. The first fan films I have seen some 12, 15 years ago. I discovered Hidden Frontier, which is one of the largest fan film series, some 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. But then after I was done watching with Hidden Frontier, I didn't know that there was more until I came across Barbara's website, which was 6 years ago. And I got involved. Actually, I had no intention to get involved, but as I was going through the website to watch all the different productions that were on there, I discovered Broken Links and I reported those. And so eventually Barbara invited me in 2013 to basically join her. And actually, let me put it over. She didn't invite me to join. Oh, hold on. I have an idea because I found I just checked my email archive. Uh-huh. And I found the first email that she sent to me, where she's thanking me for the help that I was giving. She said I was by far the most helpful person she has encountered since the website was started. So she basically sent me an email so I would be able to contact her directly without going through the website comments. That was that at that time, and we continued the relationship like this for another few years.
Mm-hmm.
Until Barbara started to get concerned about her health and started thinking about getting serious with making a team. And then I was one of the first people that she contacted.
Uh-huh.
to join that team, which was then formed, I think, about 2 years ago or so. I would have to look that up.
Okay, so what's your specific role in helping running STR, aka Star Trek Reviewed?
My role hasn't really changed much. I am basically just watching everything that's on the site, and if I find any broken links, then I report them. If I discover any new films that she hasn't discovered first, then I bring them to her attention, or now I bring them to the team's attention. And that's pretty much it. So the role is really just finding new material and maintaining existing links, maintaining the existing data, keep it up to date, make sure everything is working. I have done some other things that are related. I am creating a film archive. That means I don't just watch the films, but I keep a copy of all of them, and I have now several hundred gigabytes of movies on my disk as a backup for the whole fan film world. And eventually I will make more out of that.
Cool. So why do you become a part of it?
Why? Because I like watching fan films, basically. I mean, as I said, I wasn't intending to become part of a team or do anything much. I was just doing the obvious that when I go to a website that I use frequently and I find errors or omissions in there, then I help and fix things where I can as a simple act of courtesy. And so I just really grew into it. And eventually, when Barbara seriously asked for help, then it was the obvious thing to do.
Ah, okay. How many people run in this site? Do you know that?
Now we have about 1, 2, 3, 4 active people,
mm-hmm.
and a few more less active people. And also since the recent announcement to ask for help, I think we got about a dozen volunteers to help us on the new website.
Okay, so when fans visit your site, what do you hope they get out of it?
Well, I hope that they get out of it what I got out of it, which means a lot of enjoyable fan films. For me, there's something more behind that. The thing that is interesting about fan films is that instead of just consuming movies and TV, people get up and are becoming creative. And if you look at global popular movies, the franchises that are out there, Star Trek, Star Wars, superheroes, and what have you, a lot of these inspire some people to create fan films, but no single franchise in the world has ever managed to inspire so much fan film work as Star Trek has. This is really unique in the whole world of TV and movie, that how many fan films there are out there, how much creative work has been done, how many people were inspired to do their own creative work. This is just amazing. And I hope, as one of the outcomes of Star Trek Reviewed, is that people realize how much that is, that people realize how many people have been so creative, and that they get inspired and go out and do their own.
Yeah, speaking of this enormous creative universe, which is your favorite Star Trek series?
That's difficult. I don't really have a favorite.
Me too.
I tend to like the newer ones better, simply because they are more modernized and they have better visuals and they just look nicer. But quality-wise, they all have their interesting aspects and they all have their ups and their downs. So I cannot really pick a favorite.
Okay. How about the movies?
It's kind of the same. I like most of them. So maybe the two that stuck out in memory are Voyage Home, with the whales, where they're stealing the Klingon ship to rescue the Earth by bringing whales from the past, and Undiscovered Country, where Klingon moon Praxis explodes and they have the conflict with the conference, and they are stuck in my mind, so I guess they are among the ones that I like more, so because I remember them.
Which quality of fan films do you enjoy most?
I don't know what to say, really. As I said, one thing I enjoy about fan films is simply how much creativity people put into it. And because of that, I tend to enjoy almost every film, because I know no matter what qualities are really specific for this particular production. I know that this has been volunteer work done with love. And so I guess the quality that I enjoy the most is the love that people put into the work.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond that, I tend to be not so critical.
Okay. So are you currently involved in fan film productions?
So, yes. About 2 years ago, well, actually, I should go back further. After I met, got in touch with Barbara, she eventually introduced me to another Trek fan in Beijing. His name is Dahan, and he actually has been working on a fan film many, many years ago. And we became friends, and we had this, we put up this tentative plan that one day, someday in the future, we might make a new fan film together. And then 2 years ago, the 50-year Star Trek celebration happened, and by sheer coincidence, I stumbled upon a notice that there would be an exhibition in Beijing about the 50-year celebration, and we found this notice like the day before it opened. And I went in there, and I realized that that exhibition included a set of bridge of the next generation ship, the Enterprise D, and a few other parts of the set. And we decided that we have to take the chance and do something with this set. And so effectively, without a plan, without any idea what we were going to do, we simply went there and started filming. And eventually, while we were filming, we started to develop a plan, a kind of a script, and developed some ideas what we might be doing and what would actually be happening on this ship. And we slowly developed our film idea, but we weren't really done developing that idea before the expo was over, and before we lost our chance to film. So we really had to just, without knowing what we needed, we had to film random scenes that might come in handy in the future. And so that's what we did. We improvised uniforms by taking a bunch of red jackets that I had access to and adding some badges, and that was our uniform. And so now we're still working on that. We're continuously developing the idea, and we're trying to use that footage that we created there and try to produce a film out of it. But as usual, it's a very slow process.
Yeah. Since the fan film guidelines from CBS coming out a year ago, there's still a lot of fan films getting made all the time. Have been watching and cataloging both before and after the guidelines. What sort of changes have you noticed in fan films?
Interestingly, we expected some effect on the guidelines, but the main effect was that after the guidelines came out, a few productions paused their work while they were reevaluating and whether they could continue or not. That was the initial effect that I think I noticed. I don't really know whether there was a serious correlation. We only heard from very few groups that they would change their plans or that they would stop. There may have been more that stopped their plans that we aren't even aware of, because they may have decided to never even announce it. But all in all, in terms of volume, now a year or two later, the effect was not really big. I think the biggest effect was that Phase 2 stopped working, but it's questionable whether that is actually related to the guidelines. Star Trek Continues stopped working. I believe that's because of the guidelines. And a few of the planned larger productions were basically not put into effect. We know, what's that? Renegades changed their style a little bit to avoid being a Star Trek fan film. And that's really it. Other than that, we had continuously new releases coming. Last year, towards the end of the year, sometime in fall, we had 1 or 2 months where we had like one release every other day. It was like wildly crazy. And now in the last month, we also have a very crazy release schedule. But part of that is because we now announced the site seems to be becoming more well known, and I don't know, but I'm guessing that we get more reports from other people. We'd actually have to ask Barbara. She's the one who might know more about that. If she, because in what's it now? We have end of January. Since mid December, we had a new release every single day. That means in the last 6 weeks, we had like 50 releases or so. And a number of those were finds, which means that they were actually not released this month, but they were released a few months ago or a few years ago, and we hadn't known about them. And so that's why I'm speculating that because we made the announcement for help, that more people now know about Star Trek Reviewed, and they're sending us these notices. But otherwise, we have to ask Barbara where those finds are coming from. But anyway, it's like, I cannot keep up with watching at the moment. We're getting more new announcements than I can consume and watch.
Okay. Is the amount of releases dropped?
No, it hasn't dropped.
Okay.
I don't think so. It has been staying more or less the same. We get more shorter things now. I think I guess we're getting less longer releases, but that's because of that's the only change really, that because of the 15-minute rule. And
do you think that the era of the fan films winding down or fading away?
Absolutely not. If anything, it's getting better and better. Part of that is because, of course, the technology is getting cheaper and cheaper and more accessible. And so it's easier and easier nowadays to create film works. I mean, YouTube itself is proof of that, that simply more people can do more work. And so that also reflects in the fan films that we're getting. We're getting more and more work to see there. And I expect that this will continue, and I hope it will continue. I see it as part of the mission of Star Trek Reviewed to inspire more people to do work. And I certainly am not going to stop trying to inspire people. And when I have the time and the resources to not only continue our own film, but also inspire other groups to make their films and produce more fan films.
I know you have a new website waiting to come out, right? What's that?
So the new website is basically, it's a rebuild. So that was done by James. The history there is the original website done by Barbara is simply a blog. And so all the entries are managed manually. When I started watching, I started to track what I have seen in my own personal database so that I can keep track of what is new and what I still want to watch, what I have downloaded, what I have in my archive. And at one point, I put that database online. And at the same time, then James started to build a complete website in the style of the original website, But with a completely new database structure where everything can be captured in a structured manner, while at the same time make it readable and approachable as Barbara's site was and is. And so the work on that is still ongoing. It's mostly functional now, so the main work now is to get all the data into that database, into the new site, and then maybe add some features here or there, but that's James' work mainly. Of course, volunteers are welcome.
So the next question is, how can fans help?
So as you're probably aware, I think about a month ago, we were able to make this announcement and this call for help. So what we need to do is we need to copy all the data that is on the original website and add it to the new website so that all the data is in the database there. And that's a lot of manual work. Because the old website is all HTML structured, so it's not really automatically parsable, and so a lot of work needs to be done manually, and at the same time information needs to be reviewed and links need to be checked and things like that. And so the biggest help that anyone can provide right now is to help with this data entry, data transformation work. The sooner we can get all this old data into the new website, the sooner we can go live with the new website. And once the new website is live, then the work will be to continue maintaining the site, to continue finding new fan film works, spreading the word, writing reviews, and inspiring others to create more fan films.
Who can they contact?
We have the email StarTrekReviewed@ gmail.com, I think that's correct, which reaches the main team at the moment. So if there are any questions or any reports, send them to that email address. Otherwise, look at the website for contact information.
Okay, let's talk about the fan film phenomenon in China.
Chinese Trekkie community is kind of interesting. For one, that Dahan and me, we met through Barbara, and we're both foreigners. So we were not aware of any kind of community in China until the exhibition happened where we were filming. So one of the things that we were doing while we were filming in that exhibition is we saw all these young Trekkies running around in uniforms of all eras, and we just invited them to join our film. And that's how we got in touch with the local Star Trek community, with the Star Trek fan community. One interesting characteristic about this community is that it is 95% girls. For a Western audience, that seems hard to believe, but it's true. It's almost all girls.
As a Chinese guy, I can confirm that.
As far as the fan film community goes, we were doing our project and we were advertising our project in that community, and it seemed that we were alone for pretty much all the time, although some time ago we came across one group that is doing their own project. I don't know in what state they are, so I don't want to give away any surprises that they want to keep for themselves. But there is one other group that is working on something, and we're also cooperating with them for our fan film. And that's it as far as I know at this point. So basically there are two projects in China at the moment.
It seems we got through all the questions.
Maybe I
skipped a little bit. So let's do
read
a compliment.
All the questions from the beginning, see if we missed any.
Yeah, I go through that and There's questions we skipped. Where are you from?
I am originally from Austria, but I have lived in Austria, in Germany, in other countries in Europe, in the United States. I've lived in New Zealand. I've lived in Singapore. I've traveled all over Europe. And I now live in China since 2008, about.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of the fan film qualities, you said you like almost of it, right? Mm-hmm. So there's another question, conversely, that what qualities do you dislike?
Okay,
so since you have,
yeah, that's
since you like almost of it.
Well, that's actually an interesting question.
I
have this feeling, but I don't really know if the numbers actually support that, but I have this feeling that there is more violence in fan films than there is in the commercial productions. And I'm not a big fan of violence. And with violence, I mean not only person-to-person violence, but wars and fighting. So it seems to me that a lot more people like to portray war and negative things. And so that I don't really like. I prefer to focus on positive things. But for me, this is a criticism of science fiction in general. And now we have to say also the newer Star Trek movies, they're also unfortunately having more violence than the original Star Trek productions. And so that's a tendency that I am not very happy with, and I would wish that people would focus more on positive stories in Star Trek, in the Star Trek world, in the Star Trek universe, and more on focusing on the positive future of our world. But that is in fact a criticism that I have on science fiction in general. There's a lot of negative science fiction stories out there, and I wish there was more positive science fiction.
If you can meet any actor or actress, who would it be and why?
So, I'm not really a fan or of being a fan for the sake of being a fan. So, in order to meet somebody, I would have to have something in common with them. So, if I don't have anything, and just being a fan is not enough. There have to be something else that I would be able to offer them that I think would be interesting, not just for me, but for them as well. And so with that in mind, I've thought about who I would like to meet, and I came up with the most interesting person would be Tim Russ, because he went out and created fan films on his own. And so it would be interesting actually to talk with him about the topic of fan films and about the creativity that fan films unleash in the society at large, and what his thought, and asking him about what his thoughts are about this. And I would also, of course, then love to meet the other actors that were involved in those fan films, like Nichelle Nichols and George Takei and some of the others.
What's in store for Star Trek reviews in the future?
For the most part, that depends on volunteers, what they offer us to help with. So as James built the website, if he continues adding features or not, so he should answer that. Yeah, it depends on what kind of volunteers we're getting. Hopefully, we will keep a number of volunteers to keep the site up to date and keep it running. And when that is working, then we can think about building a more active community around it with discussions, with comments, and with reviews. The initial intention of Barbara was to review all the films, and of course she quickly realized that that is not going to work, but if we can get a community of reviews around it, and we can get people to review the films on our site, then I hope that is something that, that is in the future, that we can enable that. And then also, depending on volunteers, maybe the site can expand into new areas beyond fan films. We, on the old site, we had one single page, for example, for audio dramas. And now it looks like the audio dramas will be integrated into the new site as individual entries. And then there are other fan productions that are not films or audio dramas that we might be able to cover if we have enough volunteers to do the work of covering them. And also one section that is very small and almost ignored is a section of resources for fan filmmakers. So that would also be very interesting to build that out and to collect experiences and resources that fan film producers can use and have used, so that we can also use that to motivate more people to make their own fan films.
Okay.
There are many more ideas that are possible. Your imagination is the limit. One idea that just popped in my head is like a way for different fan filmmakers to help each other. There are people who are doing great CGI work, and others are doing voice work, and others are doing acting work. And so it would be interesting to use the site to bring more people together to collaborate on new projects.
Yeah, it's like a matchmaker.
Yes, exactly. I'm a matchmaker resources, where you, which is especially interesting, I think, for people who are acting, who don't really have the experience or the inclination to do CGI work, and others who are doing CGI work, to bring them together. And then also some people who are doing CGI animated work and need voice work done and things like that. And so it would be very interesting if Star Trek Reboot would become the center of the Star Trek fan film world.
It's a good hope. Okay, question again. How many fan productions are listed on this site?
Barbara probably has a better answer to that. I can only tell you how much I have already seen. And so looking at my own database, I have seen 137 productions that have released more than one film, and another 107 or so, more than 100 productions that have released a single film. So that would be about 230 productions. I have now seen the bulk of what is on the site, but there are many more productions that haven't released anything yet, and there are probably still a number of productions that I haven't seen yet. So that puts the total number at maybe 300 or even 400.
Okay. Did you help in the technically side? I mean, you are a web developer, right?
Yes. So I didn't do any coding work on the new website. What I did was I created a database website. So basically, I used my own database, and a junior developer in my company produced a web front end for that database. So you can browse the database, but that's just a naked database. It doesn't have all the comments and reviews and all the extra information that is actually on the Star Trek Reviewed site. It only has a list. This list was then used as a base to feed the data in the new website, so that we have some starting data there to be able to fill in the films that we have on the new website. But other than that, it's like a separate offer. I may make that database public at one point, and But I don't want to do that until we have found a way to keep both the database, my database, and the StartupReviewed.com database synchronized. That's maybe some work that I will do in the future, but I don't know yet.
Is there some way to make a spider boot to do that? I mean, you have the title and...
Yes, well, the idea really is that what I hope that we achieve at one point is that basically both websites, my database website and the StartupReviewed.com website, simply pull the data from the same actual database and write changes back to the same database so that you actually... you end up with two different interfaces for the database. I think that is interesting because for some people, a database view may be more interesting than a browse view that the current site provides. But we'll see if that ever happens.
Yeah, I wonder how many people per day visit this site. Do you know that data?
I have no idea. There's a counter at the bottom, I think, if it's still working. But I have no idea about how many people actually view the site. The counter is the only information. With the new site, we will hopefully have something like Google Analytics into the site so that we will get a better idea of who is visiting the site and how many visits we get.
Yeah, that's important. I mean, if you want to make like a matchmaker site,
yes,
with that function, you need to do these statistics.
There are some films, especially older ones, that we know about that they exist, but they were produced before the internet became popular, so they were never put online.
Ah, yeah.
And
never
digitized. Well, maybe they were digital, but they were distributed on DVDs. They were never put on the website. And I hope that those old productions... That people who have a copy of these old productions come forward and put them online or send a copy to one of us so that we can put them online, or if the creators don't want to put them online, at least I would love to have a copy into my archive. I'm perfectly happy of archiving, making... private copies, so to speak. That means I archive films, but I don't share them with others, just so that we have a complete fan film archive. I do hope that sometime in the future I can make this archive public, but I will respect the wishes of the creators that if they don't want their material to be made public, then I will keep it private. But I still would like to have this material in the archive.
Yeah, there may be lots of, lost jewels
Yes,
out there.
There are some jewels that I know that are pretty good from their descriptions and a lot of work. Oh, and another for the future of Star Trek Reviewed is for the resources of fan filmmakers, I hope to introduce the idea of Creative Commons, which to motivate fan filmmakers to release their source material under a license that allows other fan filmmakers to reuse that material to make their own films, so that we can share more material, that we can basically help each other.
Yeah.
And we not only create, each team creates their own works, but it's also be able to mash up other works, and yeah. We can...
Yeah, especially those 3D models of ships.
3D models, for example, is one thing, but also complete scenes. You may want to create a film where you want to reference something that happened in another film, and then you would like to be able to use that scene from that other film and react to it. It could be... you're on a ship and you're watching a recording from what's happening on that planet, and then you're reacting to that, and you're basically creating a pendant to that story.
Yeah.
And so there's lots of possibilities how you could reuse existing material, and it would be very nice if fan filmmakers would publish some of their source materials under a license that would allow that.
Yeah. Let's see. In the beginning, I want to ask that your suggestions, your recommendations of these fan films, but I see there is a page of introductions doing that. So.
Yes, the quick picks on the current site,
yeah.
They're a good way to start watching films. If you just want to get an idea of what's out mm-hmm. there, look at the quick picks. They are some of the best works that mm-hmm. have been created.
Mm-hmm.
And
Like an editor's choice page.
Yes, they're mm-hmm. pretty much editor's choice.
So what's your choice?
What's my favorite fan film?
Yeah.
It's equally difficult to choose a favorite fan film. They all have some very interesting qualities. Let me pick some outliers. One is Star Trek Aurora, because they basically look at a completely different world. They're not Starfleet, but they are... a freight ship, and so they're operating outside of Starfleet in the Star Trek universe, and so they're basically giving you a completely different perspective on what is happening in Star Trek.
Okay, that's nice. So you talked about your dislikes before, that you don't like war stories, right?
Yes.
And
then violence.
So how do you think about the Discovery?
What do I think about Star Trek Discovery? Mm-hmm. Well, Star Trek Discovery is fresh. It provides a new look at the Star Trek world. Yes, as I mentioned, I don't like the violence. But this is not a criticism on Star Trek. This is a criticism of TV in general. We are seeing too much violence. It's too much fighting, too much war. And I think what Star Trek is doing there is simply riding the wave of what's popular at the moment. And so it's maybe, you could say, it's not Paramount's or CBS's fault for putting so much violence into the films, because this is what seems to be popular nowadays.
Yeah, especially this type of violence
maybe
becomes popular because of George R. R. Martin.
I think it
Game
goes,
of Thrones.
I think it's violence. I think it goes back further. I think it's older than that. I think he's also just riding the wave. It has been a long time since we have seen a more positive TV. Yeah, that's one issue with Discovery. Other than that, I wish that they would try to go further into the future instead of trying to keep going back and then causing continuity issues. Although, personally, I don't care about canon. I believe as a filmmaker should never be bound to any sort of canon to be creative and to do what this to tell the story that they want to tell. So if canon gets in the way, then canon needs to step out of the way. If I want to tell a story, then I should be able to tell that story regardless of what canon dictates. So I don't mind Discovery breaking a lot of things in canon, because so what? In relation to that, the J.J. Abrams reboot, I don't mind the reboot. What I don't like is, again, the fact that it's so violent and that they destroyed the planet Vulcan. I mean, canon. I just said that canon should be irrelevant, but things like destroying a planet is in a way it's going too far. But that's again, it's a criticism of Star Trek, of science fiction in general. It's one of the things that I also don't like is when you get these kind of catastrophes that are too big to be believable. Destroying a planet is one of those things that are just too unbelievable. They for me they break the suspense of disbelief, or I don't know how you call that. It's like I cannot take a story seriously where a renegade is able to steal some mining ship and use it to destroy a whole planet. It just doesn't make sense. So that's something I don't like about it. But a reboot, otherwise, you want to change the story? Go ahead and change it, because it's your creativity and you do with that what you want.
Okay, so you can break the canon as long as the stories are good.
Yes.
That's what you mean.
Yes, exactly. The stories need to be good.
Okay. You are a developer, a coding person, right? So do you think Star Trek affected the career you choose?
No, I don't think so. When I was younger, I was interested in science fiction, but I didn't really have access to Star Trek in Germany at that time. I remember other science fiction series that I have watched when I was a child. I really took notice of Star Trek until after I started with computers and with programming. So there's no correlation there.
Okay. So did Star Trek influence you by all means? I mean, what part of your life is changed due to Star Trek?
What part of my life is changed due to Star Trek? Well, Star Trek enabled a few things that I might have not gotten into. One is fan filmmaking. So I probably would not have joined a fan film project if it wasn't for Star Trek. And also, if it wasn't for the number of fan films out there, because they kind of inspired me too, that if so many people can make a fan film, then I can also make one. So that's definitely a change. And of course, now it affects the choice of friends that I have. But for example, I do remember when I was a student to join a Star Trek convention that happened in at a university where I was studying. And I didn't feel captivated by that. I mean, yes, okay, it was interesting, but it wasn't like, oh, I really want to be part of this kind of thing. No, it was just, I don't know. It didn't really captivate me. Maybe because at that time I didn't know about fan films yet or things like that. Even now when I go to a convention to meet people, I'm really more interested in meeting people to work on film work than to just hang out with people that I otherwise don't know. I am running a monthly Star Trek dinner now, but then the goal again is here to make friends and to actually build long-term relationships. So we have, instead of going to a convention once a year where you run into people that you then otherwise not see for the rest of the year, we have something every month where we can actually see each other more regularly and stay in touch and then become friends around the topic of Star Trek.
Yeah, me too. I mean, friend making is what I like in this fandom phenomena. Is there a difference between Chinese Star Trek fans community in China and Germany. Okay.
Well, I think I already talked about that. Basically, the Chinese Star Trek community is 95% girls. The Western Star Trek fan community is very male dominated. Not only in Germany, but also in other countries. I don't know more details than that because I have not been active in any of those communities there. I think it's a majority of males, but I don't know if it's like a 60% or 70% or 80% or how far it gets. The Chinese community in that sense is very, very, very unusual. And I have no clue why that is. I have no idea why and how.
You still don't know why?
Yeah, no. I still don't know why. All I can say is if we have Trekkies coming to China, then they have a very interesting community waiting for you.
Okay. I think so, this is due to the willing to go out. I mean, the guys are keeping in their rooms. I think this is one of the reasons.
Maybe. Let me think. They have this Comic-Con and Slash conventions. And yeah, even those seem to have more girls in general. So it's not just Star Trek, it's also other
all the
other fandom. Although they're more males than in the Star Trek events specifically, but still there's a majority of there's many more girls at those events in China than I think you would see in the West.
I think there is another reason that the girls are now the driving force for economy, purchasing the...
Impossible, yes.
Yeah, that is also why.
I just remembered one interesting detail about the Chinese Trek community. So part of the reason for the existence or how the structure of the community is that there are a lot of people in the fan community who are doing Chinese translation and subtitling of the Star Trek films. And so that, I don't know if that is the start, or, but that is definitely a large part of this community is involved in that.
Yeah. Every franchise have a community doing the translations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. All the different ones. And of course, but not every franchise will have conventions with people running around in uniforms.
Yeah.
That's something only Star Trek is doing,
mm-hmm.
I think.
You come to China 7 years ago, as I remember
I
you mentioned.
I came to China
that.
In 2008. So that's now almost 10 years ago.
10 years, okay. So do you feel like that you are exploring a strange Chinese world?
At that time, when I came, you mean?
Yeah.
10 years ago?
First few years, I mean.
Okay, well, that's an interesting story. I had my first experience of Asian culture in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I was traveling, that was in the year 2001. So I was traveling 2 months in Japan, and it was my first time of being in Asia ever. Up to that point, I had only been in Western countries.
Mm-hmm.
And only there I realized that there is a completely different world that, and a completely different culture that I'm not aware of. And so that got me interested in, I mean, I was always interested in world cultures and in traveling and in meeting other people, but I never had those opportunities.
The Star Trek is basically exploring different alien cultures.
Yes.
So there is kind of similar to that.
From my teenage time, I was already doing a lot of traveling. However, I basically only traveled to the places that I had access to. And when I was young, that was Europe. And I was on the bike and then eventually on the train. And as I got older, I had more opportunities to travel and also work in other countries. But until I got to Japan, basically that opportunity never extended to going outside of Western countries. I have been in Europe, I have been in the United States, I have been in New Zealand. And so then Japan was my first contact with a non-Western culture. And so in a way that was mind-blowing. It was definitely a revelation to realize that there's a culture that is much, much more different than what I'm used to. And that is probably worth exploring. But it didn't,
mm-hmm.
It took another 5 or 6 years or so that I then was finally able to actually go to China. So I didn't want to go to Japan. For some reason, I had an interest to go to China. I guess I realized that China was one of the biggest unknowns,
mm-hmm.
That I didn't know anything about China. And also, one of the things that I have been doing is that I believed and I still believe that the only way to get to know a culture or a country is to actually go there and live there.
Yeah.
And so I avoided reading about other countries. I avoided getting third-hand information about other countries. And about other cultures. I was basically only interested in any kind of country or culture if I was able to go there.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of bias is coming from reading third-hand information.
Yes. So when I came to China, I knew practically nothing about China other than some ancient history.
Mm-hmm.
And that...
No, you know ancient history.
Well, I mean, it's like you know that China has that China is already several thousand years old, and it has that Chinese writing is several thousand years old, and they invented the fireworks and black powder. I mean, these are few common knowledge things, but not much more than that. I don't know if it's common knowledge that spaghetti was invented in China, but I now believe that that's the case, that definitely spaghetti was brought from China by Marco Polo, because The proof is in the way how Chinese eat noodles.
Noodles.
Yeah, noodles. Okay. The Chinese noodles were, I believe, the basis for inventing spaghetti.
Okay.
But that could even be wrong, but that's what I believe. Hey, you're looking for the Star Trek dinner? Yes, that's us.
Yes.